الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. Up until now, what I spoke to you about were the three fundamental points about Imam Khomeini. Now we are left to learn lessons from him. What would Imam's recommendation be to us today? My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the great nation of Iran, cheerful and hardworking youth across the country, you should listen to Imam's advice. Imam is great. He is outstanding. He is alive. He has things to tell us. He talks to us. We have a long road ahead of us. We have great tasks ahead of us. Thus, we are in need of Imam's advice. What would Imam advise us to do? Surely Imam's greatest advice would be to continue his path and to look after his heritage. This is his greatest advice to us. We must pursue, follow, and preserve the same three transformations that Imam created inside the country, at the level of the Ummah and at the global level. Of course, pursuing this goal today has requirements that are different from the requirements of Imam's time. I'm aware of this.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Surely in the age of artificial intelligence, quantum technology, the internet, and the likes of these scientific advancements, it is not possible to work with the same methods and tools that were used 40 years ago, such as ordinary telephones and audio recorders. In order to advance this goal today, the tools that are used must be chosen according to the present age. There is no doubt about this. The tools change. But what doesn't change are the fronts. The fronts have not changed. They will not change. The goals will not change. The fronts will not change. Today, like yesterday, the enemy's front, the front of arrogance, the front of coercion, the front of Zionists, and the front of oppressive and aggressive powers are lined up in formation in front of the Iranian nation. Of course, the difference between the current frontline formation and the one in the past is that the Iranian nation has become stronger now, while the enemy has become weaker. But the fronts are still the same.